Good evening. So if you look around, you realize that tomorrow is Independence Day. And many of us tonight have wearing the colors red, white, and blue. And we think about over almost 250 years ago now, you know, the reasons for the independence, you know, was that, you know, we didn't want to be under the rule Mother England any longer. And so, you know, the story where, you know, we became independent. And if you look at the United States today, you know, it's a place that is, if not the richest country in the world, it's also one where we have a lot of freedoms. One of those freedoms being able to come and to worship when and to whom each of us like. But when I attended David Lipson College as a freshman, my first Bible class, the one thing that I remember out of that Bible class was that each and every one of us have a free will. Each and every one of us have, based upon ourselves, a decision to make as to what we're going to do. And we, within the United States, we have a lot of those freedoms. We have the freedom to attend church, to worship wherever and to whomever we like. But with those freedoms comes also a responsibility. If you go back and you start from the beginning, Adam and Eve, right, they had a decision to make. And with freedoms, there are still laws, there are still things that govern what we're to do. Even in the United States, there are laws that we must abide by as we live. But when you go back and to Adam and Eve, they were brought with a decision as to whether or not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They knew what they had been told to do, but they had the free will to make a decision. They made an incorrect decision. If we go to the New Testament just for a moment, you look at Saul on his way to Damascus. Light shined and blinded him. He had a decision to make. What was he going to do? Paul made a good decision in coming and becoming the Apostle Paul. And we look at many and times, going back to the Old Testament for a moment, that we look at Lot and how he begged and begged for the city of Sodom, Gomorrah, if they could find some for God not to destroy. But everyone within that city, though, again, had the free will. And they all chose not to change. And they were destroyed. Even Lot's wife, again, there was rules. They weren't to turn around. They weren't to look back. And she did. And she paid the price for that. So when we think about our Independence Day here in America tomorrow, you know, and we should be very thankful for that. But you know what? We have something greater that was given to us by our Father, and that was Jesus Christ. Came upon this earth and lived that perfect life, died on that cross, shed that blood, was resurrected in 3 days, and now sits on the throne with our Father. All for us. All for us. So as we think about the independence, we need to think about what we have as Christians. Are there things that we must follow within the Scriptures? And absolutely yes. And is it possible for us to fall away? Brother Jerry talked about that, I think, a week ago or so. You know, once saved, always saved, you know, doesn't fit within the Scriptures. We have to constantly be thinking about what God has given us, what Christ died for, and to keep ourselves in the right service to our Lord. So tonight, as we think about, you know, independence, and you have the free will when it comes to what you're going to do, how you're going to respond to the gospel. Many of you are members, but there may be some here tonight that aren't. And you have to ask yourself, you know, I have the free will. You have the free will to make the decision. And what are you going to do with that free will? I hope that you look at and you understand what God has given us, and that what is waiting for us in eternity. A home with no pain. And I'm really looking forward to that. I had kidney stone thing flare up this morning. And I'll be glad when I don't have to worry about that anymore. But it's much more than that. It's a place where we'll be in constant harmony with our Father, Jesus also, and the Holy Spirit forever and forever. But tonight, as you look at yourself and you ask yourselves, I have the free will. I have the independence to make those decisions. Just as we have the independence of things that are, you know, within the United States today. So I hope you think about that. And if, you know, you have a need and you are a child of God, but you have fallen away, or you need the prayers of the church, that's the beauty of what God has given us, is that we can repent. We can have the prayers. We can sit with you, whatever it needs to encourage you, to encourage everyone to continue in the faith. It's not easy. It wasn't easy 200 plus years ago to get the United States into the position that it is, to get those freedoms. And we think about our armed forces today, and many of you are veterans, and we have those that are over there now, and they're still fighting for that freedom to make those decisions. Tonight, you have the same freedoms to decide that you want to obey our Lord and Savior and become a child of Him. If you have a need tonight, come as we stand and as we sing.
Who will follow Jesus, standing for the right, holding up His banner in the thickest fight, listening for His orders, ready to obey? Who will follow Jesus, serving Him today? Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side. Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side. Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus in His work of love, leading others to Him, lifting prayers above? Courage, faithful servant, in His word we see. On our side forever will this Savior be. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side. Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side. Master, here am I. You're down now.